We're on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph by the Mishnah. Shachat es haveshet uposak es hagageret. So there are two simonim in the behemoth. He shechted the veshet uposak es hagageret. So Rashi says, Uposakes agageres haino ikur ube behemekoi. By a knife, there's no problem because there's only one simen teshech. And Rashi means that it's ikur. We had a Tosfos and a Tesam et Aleph that explains Shitas Rashi. That's what it means. What does Rashi call ikur? The Airi Sheshochat Besakin Pegume Vizen Nikro Posekes Agageres Mishum Dein Shoichten Elo Chaynkim. So that means that a person, let's say, had a Sakin Pegume, he shechted the Veshit, the Pegam was later, or a Kaponim, the Veshit was Geshochten without the Pegam getting in the way. When he came to the Gageres, so he was Kereya, the Simen, and it wasn't Geshochten, that's not called Chitoch, it's not called Shchit, it's called Kriya, Chanike. So he severed both Simonim, but the first Simen, the Veshit, was severed properly. It was a Maisa Shchita, and the Gageres was severed Ayidei, to a sakim program, which is called Iker, so there wasn't a proper shchita on the gageres. Oi, case number two, posak es hagageres, ve'achar kach shochat es haveshet, or he was first posak the gageres, and then he shechted the veshet. Oi, shochat echad mehem, or he shechted one of the simonim. Here, the first two cases are speaking about that both simonim were severed, but one was severed properly, and one was severed not properly. Oy shachat echad mehem, or he shechted one of the simonim, and he didn't do anything at all with the other simon. Vehim tin lo ad shemeisa, and he waited till it died. Oy shehechlit es hasaken tachas asheni uposkei, or a fourth case, that he shechted one simen, and the second simen he made chalode. So we have here four cases that he shechted one simen, and either the other simen wasn't geshochten, or it wasn't geshochten properly. So he had one simen geshochten, and one simen not geshochten. Rabbi Yeshevav Oimer Nevela. So Rabbi Yeshevav says it's a Nevela. Because there was no Shchita, there was no proper Shchita. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Treife. Rabbi Kiva says it's a Treife. Now before we go further, we have to understand, Rabbi Kiva is difficult to understand. There's a halacha that if a person shechts a treife, so it's not a nevela. It's also tidal treife. The shchit is in materet bachile, but it doesn't have tumis nevela. It's not a nevela. But you have to make a shchit. You have to make a shchit. That means, let's say there was a nekev in the reyah. So it's a treife. Fine. Then he shechted the behemoth. So the din is that the shchita is metaya from tumas nevela. Not latida because it's a treife, but the shchita is metaya. But shchita is two simonim. All the cases of our Mishnah, it was only a shchita of one simon. So therefore Rabbi Yeshevav held, so it's a nevela. There was no shchita over here. A shchita of one simon doesn't have a tere shchita, so it's a nevela. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah held, that's why I saw in Imre Moshe, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah held, a shchita of one simon is also metaya from Tumas Nevela. That was Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. So Memelis Rabbi Kiva said, all these cases of the Mishnah, it's not an avela, you shechted one simen. So you shechted one simen can be mitaya, and it's not an avela. Rabbi Kiva Oima Treife. So that is the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishei. Omer Rabbi Yeshiva. Omer Rabbi Yeshiva. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Kosha nifsalo b'shritoso nevela. If there's a psul in the shrita, which means she did not make a proper shrita of two simonim, so that's a nevela. Kosha shritoso koroi. If you made a proper shrita, that means that there was a nekev in the reya. So, and I made a proper shrita, I shechted both simonim. V'dova ache gorim lo lifoso, because of another reason I'm not allowed to eat it, because there's a nekev in the reya. Fine. Streife. So that's how Rabbi Yeshiva was magdal the inyan. That's true that a shchita is metaya from Tumas Nevela, a filibaya treife. You have to have a proper shchita. But if you didn't make a proper shchita, so it can be metaya. Vahoyde loy Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was moide, and Tosefta it says that, Rachel Omer Rabbi Yeshiva Mishim Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshiva told them, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe said like this. And the Rabbi Yeshua was the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva also. So, the Rebbe said that you have to have, in order to be metar, one simon is not sufficient to be metar, you need two simonim. Fine. Vahoydalai Rabbi Kiva. So we have here our Rabbi Kiva before the Chazorah that held one simon is metar, and Rabbi Kiva after the Chazorah that held that, one simon cannot be metar. Zot Rashi, posakes agageres, hainu iko, we said the Taisud of Tessas according to Rashi, iko means that, he shechted with a sack in pogim and it was chaynik the other simon. Bevei mekoi. Tachas hasheni, then he was chaylid underneath the second simon, bein hasimon, the tzavo, the Yisabuch says here tzavo means the oire. That means he went underneath the simen, bein a simen, the tzavo loire. Uposkoi milamato lemailo. Yeshevav shem chochem, vechenu bedivrei ayomim, gabi mishmores, that name is, and then, so the Shita Mekabetzah says Yeshevav. That's what says Shita Mekabetzah, so memele, ois, hey. Yeah. So, Zog te Gemara. Shachat es haveishet, vahoyd aloi Rabbi Kiva. Vahoyd aloi Rabbi Kiva. Vereminu. So the Gemara says, Aleshi wakashe, Eilu treifes bebehime. There are treifes bebehime, nekuves haveishet, upsukis hagargeres. These are treifes. These are treife. So let's talk for 1 second by psukis hagageres. That means the gageres, roiv of the gageres was nifsak. And the Mishnah says this is a treife. Now, if you'll shecht it, you can only shecht one simen. The other simen, psukis hagageres, the gageres is already nifsak. Roiv of the gageres is, you can't shecht the gageres. You can only shecht one simen. And it says it's a treife. And the Gemara understood treife means not nevela. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Koidem Chazarosoi, it's very good. One simon can be metayret. So psukis agageres and you'll shecht the veishet, so it's good. And the kuvis aveishet, you'll shecht the gageres, is good. But according to the maskon of our Mishnah, one simon cannot be metayret treife. So it's an avela. So who does this Mishnah go according to? Let's see Rashi. Nukuvas aveishet. The bar says, Upsukas agageres. Alma treife. The lav nevela. The kim de chosa boi Rabbi Kiva. He deilu treife's money. So who's the tan of that Mishnah deilu treife's? These two, there's a whole bunch of other treifes there. That's true. That's like a treife. There's a nekev in the reye. Oh, that's like a treife. He made a good shrita. So shrita is metaya. But to say, psukes agargeres is a treife. I'm sorry. That's an avela. That is going to be the sugya, the problem of the sugya. And before we go into the sugya, let us see Tosfos and Amud Aleph. V'reminu eilu treifes bebeheime psukes agageres. V'im teima nehede nevela havi, it's taka nevela, mikomokem leipoka mino iso treifes, but it's a treife also. V'chayiv av mishim treifes, kidemashme v'shmaiten de misukenes. So Tosfos says, if you have a treife, and later it died, it's a nevela, so you have two isurim. There's an Isser Treif, and there's Isser Nevela. So what's up the Mishnah Gesindig? The Mishnah says, Eilu Treifes, it's Treife. Zilev Akashe, it's Nevela also, and then Rechen says, all the Treifes. Psukes HaGageres is also a Treife. So yes, it's a Nevela also. It's Nevela also. But I can't say Eilu Treifes. That's Tosfos Kashe. What's the problem? Period. This is a sugya further. Now Tosfos wants to say no. When the behemoth dies without shchita, it's an avela and it's not a treif. That's what Tosfos wants to say. And there's a mashmois from a gemara in Zvachim. She'ein b'minoi treifo. The Gemara Darshan says, Nevela treifo, leisachelu dachsachmer. It's speaking about an oif. They're speaking about an oif. Nivlas oif toher is metame bebeis habliye. Nivlas oif tome is not metame bebeis habliye. So the Gemara, how does the Gemara figure? Hapka says, Nevela treifo. That what is also als treifo. Yotzu oif tome, that it's also als nevela. Not also als treife, that's the pastus of the Gemara. So that means an oif tome does not have an iser treife, only an iser nevela. So it would seem that the iser treife falls off when it dies. It never is an iser treife. Never is an iser treife. Yotzu oif tome, shein beminoi treife. So Tosfos says, you're learning long pshat in the Gemara. Loi mishum, not pshat in the Gemara is, loi shaychi bei shchite, since it's not shaych bei shchite, vafilo nishchito havi nevela, upoka mino iser treife. That the Gemara doesn't mean, ki osa iser nevela. That's not pshat in the Gemara. Aber al kaponim, before we go further, this is a havamina of Tosfos. Tosfos had a havamina, and the Gemara says, the nivlas oif, and nivlas oif is metame only if this oif can have an iso treife. But if this oif does not have an iso treife, so then there's no din of tumas nivlas oif, remes ablia. And an oif tome doesn't have an iso treife. So Tosfos understood, what does that mean in life? An oif tome doesn't have an iso treife. So Tosfos understood, when the behemoth dies, it's not also als treife, it's only also als nevela. So you see that when the iso nevela is chal, the iso treife becomes nevela. So memela, if that would be pshat in the Gemara, so then the Gemara is asking a good kasha. Ve'eilu treifes, psukes hagageres is not a treife. It's an avela. Then it would be very good. But I said, that's not emes. It's a treif also. But before we go further, we have to understand, I mean, Tosfos wants to learn pshat in the Gemara, a moiridik pshat, that the Gemara means to say that if there's no heter shrite, and there is an avela is chal, so this a treif goes off. So I saw, Rabbi Yonison asks, how does this work? There's a klal, ein isa chal alisa, the other way. If it's also al streifa, you can ask Kashaus nevela chal. But to understand that there was treifa before, and when it dies, this treifa falls off, and there is on the veil is chal, not in this treifa. I mean, what kind of svar is that? So, Betzim, I saw a svar in Yisa Brochem, where he says this weiter in Tais, which will be another Indian. He says something very interesting. The Isser of Treife, what is the Isser of Treife? A Treife is an animal that mitzas of the chiyus is missing. It won't live so long, but that's a Treife, mitzas of the chiyus is missing. And the veil is that there's no chiyus whatsoever. So it could be there'd be a svara to say as follows, the whole Isser of Treife, there's an Isser of Treife, they not eat it because it's missing mitzvah chiyus. That's cause man. It's missing mitzvah chiyus, so it's also out treif. The minute it's dead, so it's also because it's mitzvah. It's the whole chetz of treif. The perhaps be a svara to say is only applicable when the baim is alive. So that's a treif. A treif means it's missing mitzvah chiyus. That's the sort of treif. The minute it dies. So it's an avail, it's not a treifa, you don't say that it's missing mitzvah schiyas, there's no chiyas whatsoever. So perhaps that could be, that was the havamina of Taisvis. The Taisvis wanted to learn pshat in the Gemara, but Taisvis says, no, from the Shmaita and Misukenis, you see that a fellow dies is also nisa treifa. Nisa treifa was chal. So, and that issa remains, even though now it's completely dead, but that issa remains. So, Mela, we have a kasha. Yeah, but first you have to say pshat in the Gemara in Zvachi. Ela perish ein beminei treifa, heine treifa lechudei. That the Gemara means that Noif Tomit does not have an issa treifa alone. That ki nishchat lo keyaf mishum nebeila. Is the Noif Tomit could have an Isser Treifa alone, when you shecht it. And if Tomei cannot have an Isser Treifa alone, it always has to have an Isser Nevela with it. Okay, about Al Koponim, Taisvis says, a Treifa that dies, it's Osar Al Treifa. So now let's go back to the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha, our Mishnah says that a Treifa can only become Ois, a Treifa does not be, through shchita, does not become an avela, only if you shecht both simonim. That was the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshiva in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva was moide to Rabbi Yeshiva, that kol's man, you don't shecht both simonim properly, so it's an avela. So the Gemara is Takash, it says in the Mishnah, Eilu Treifes, and one of them is Psukis Hagageres, is a Treife. Now, it's an Avela. It's an Avela. Because you can only shecht one Simen, you can only shecht the Veshe, you can't shecht the Gageres, is a Psukis Hagageres. So why is that called a Treife? It should be called an Avela. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So now Taisvis asks, what's the kasha? Rechen says all the treifes. This Yitzchak's treifes. This also a treife. It's an avela also. It's an avela also. And Taisvis just proved that it's a treife also. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Yeshloima, the Hachipore, the Isa, the Leimahani, by Shchita, if you'll say, that Shchita doesn't help by Psukas Agageres, Shchita does not because there's only one Simen. Vahavale Nevele, Vahavale Lemisne, Eilu Treifes, Avalahavale Lemisne, Ve'elu Neveles, Shohu Ika Ha'isa. That means that when the Mishnah is speaking about the Isurim, here I saw Yisra Brochi wants to say Pshat and Taisus as follows. That means there's an Isa of Mitzvah Shchiyas, a Treife. There's an Issa when there's no Chiyas whatsoever, that's an Avela. Now, the Mishnah enumerates, the Eilu Treifes, these Behemoths are also because they're missing Mitzvah Chiyas. The Mishnah should have specified by, since you can't check Psukas HaGageres, So the Mishnah should have said, not the chesaron is because it's missing mitzvah chiyus, because it's missing all the chiyus. So it should have said, ve'elu nevelis, psukis ha-gargeres, nekubis ha-veshet, ve'elu treifes, and the other things. That means if we hold that it will not lose the shem nevel unless you make a proper shchit on both simonim, So when it starts off with these two, it should have said veil and nevelis. These are nevelis because that's the ikarisa. I mean, don't say it's also because of the mitzvah schiris that's missing. Say the ikarisa. Vim toima, like tois was the noket isa treifel ashminon, shimchotach kezayis bosa mechayim, the loki af mishum treifel. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about when the Baim is alive. What's your problem? The Baim is alive. And now a person went and cut off a piece of Bosa Minachai. So Mamele, this is not also out of Nevele. It's also out Trefe. So that's Nevele Trefe. So if it's speaking about the Baim is dead, so don't talk about it's also out Mitzvah, as I mentioned. It's also out Mitzvah. It's also because it doesn't have any chis whatsoever. The Mishnah is not speaking about that he cut off a piece of the meat, the chayim. Itoni seifim, kol she'ein kamoya chayim, v'letoni kol she'ein chayim. It says that what is a treife? Something that is similar to this animal and cannot live. That's called a treife. So why do you have to say something that's similar to this animal? Say this animal can't live. So, this animal is geschachten already. This animal is dead. We're not talking about this animal. He said, but another animal that would be similar would have this chesaron that this animal had, and wouldn't be able to live. That's called a treif. Al kaponim, so we're speaking about that the behemah. We're speaking about that, the Mishnah is speaking about the behemah is not alive anymore. And we have a kasha, so how does psukis hagargeres, nekuvas haveshit, how does this go? Why does the Mishnah call it elo treifes? Since shchita doesn't help, because you need two simonim to make it ois nevele, so this should be said elo neveles, elo treifes. That's on the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Kiva and the Havamine, so it's very good. It's able to try this because Rabbi Kiva and Havamine held that a shchit of one simon can also be metaya. But Rabbi Kiva was chayza. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? That is the sugya. Oma rove loy kash. Kan she shochat ule besoif posak. Kan she posak ule besoif shochat. Shochat ule besoif posak nivsele bishchitei posak ule besoif shochat kidova acha gormlo li posol damye. Now, we have to understand what Rav is saying. I'd like to say over pshat, I saw Teferes Yaakov, he says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara, and I'd like to say over his pshat. Let's say Eisavainik, then we'll see the words in Eisavainik. We have a tremendous problem. We have a problem that the Mishnah says, Eilu treifes, nekuvas, psukas ha-gargeres, it's a treife, it's a nevele. It's a nevele. We call it a treife. Shrita doesn't help, you only have one simen. So Rav said, Amor de kishtik treife. No. You can shecht psukas ha-gargeres, you can also shecht. Both simonim. How do you shecht both simonim? Shecht both simonim as follows. You don't shecht it where the mokim psukis hagargeres was. Shecht in another place where the gargeres is guns. And you shecht the gargeres. You shecht the gargeres. And you shecht the veishet. There is a shechita of two simonim. And that'll be metayret mitumis nevela. That was a shtik teira of Rove. That was a shtik teira of Rove. That when you shecht both simonim, but shecht the gargeres, not where it's psukim, shecht someplace else, it's metayret mitumis. That's cool. I made a shchit in two simonim. it's a treife, so it's a treife. Every shrita, but I made a shrita in two simon. So now we just had an iluyis. You could, you make a shrita in two simonim, so even though that's psukas agargeres, no problem. It's not an avail, it's a treife. So, the Mishnah seems to say that it's no good. The Mishnah says, shochet ha-saveshet, the posuk as agargeres, it's an avail. Why is it an avail? Was posuk as agargeres, and then yashech the gargeres. Why is it an avail? So Rav said another shtick Torah. What he said a second shtick Torah. This halacha that shchita of two simonim can be metayra treife was only said if it's a proper shchita. What does it mean a proper shchita? That means first it was psukas hagageres, which means so that was it was nitraf aide psukas hagageres. Then he made a proper shchita. He shechted the veishet. He shechted the gageres. Then that shchita will be metaya, no, won't be an avela, will be a treif. But what happens if he started shechting the veishet, and then made a psukas hagageres? In the midst of the shchita process, he was matrifit. That's a psul and shchita already. That passes the shchita. So memele. So then, until you'll cut further, if there was shochat asaveshet to posakes hagageres, so memele, so the psikis hagageres beemza shchite, that means it was shochat asaveshet, posakes hagageres, then shochat asagageres in another place, but that's a posel shchite already. And in the middle of the shchite, he made it a treifa, that passes the shchite. So Memele Shalom al Yisrael. So Rav said a moire de kiluyis. Our Mishnah, let's be medayek our Mishnah, the first bubble of the Mishnah, the second bubble, we have problems, but let's go to the first bubble. Shochat es haveshet. So he started the shchita process. Uposek es hagageres, and in the middle of the shchita process, he was matrevet. Then it's an avela. Then it's an avela, because it's a posel shchita. You asked Akasha, it says, Eilu Treifes, Psukis HaGageres. That's talking about something else. First it was Nivsik the Gageres. And the lady shechted both Simonim. So he made a proper Shchita. So then it's not an Avela. That's the Teretz. That was Rav's Teretz. Amuridike Yisot. Now let's see in the vein. Omar Rav, my Kasha. Kan she shochat lebisayif posak. That's our Mishnah. He shechted, and then in the midst of the shechting procedure, he was posak as agilgeres. Kan, the Mishnah in Eilu Treifes, she posak lebisayif shochat. First it was posak, and then lebisayif shochat. So he explained, shochat lebisayif posak. If he started the shchita process already, nifzelis b'shchita, that's a psul in the shchita, that's a posel shchita. Posak ule b'soiv shochak, but it was first psukis agageres, and then later he shechted both simonim, ki doverache gorim loli posel domi. This is like there was a treife, and then he shechted both simonim. But the chilikim, there was a nekev in the reya, and he shechted both simonim, so it doesn't have to miss nebeila. So if there was a psikis agargeres, and then later he shechted both simonim properly, so memeila, so that'll be metayret. That was Rav's diktayr. Right? That's what Rav said. Eisvei, Rav Acha Barune l'Rav. Beautiful, you said it's a hostik teure, gewaldig. He says, but let's learn the Mishnah now. Let's see if your shtik teure stems with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's learn the Mishnah. Our Mishnah has two bovis. Bova number one, shochet es haveshet, uposak es hagageres. The first bova. There you said, shtik teure, because since in beemza shrite, there was nitraf, so that is a psul in the shrite. But let's go to the second bova. Posak as hagageres, vachakach shochet as haveshet. It's the second case. The other way around. First it was Pasuk HaSagagaret. Then it was Shalchat HaSabeshit. Fallen. Nevela. According to you, why is it Nevela? You can Shech the Gageres also. As long as the Psikis Gageres was before the Shechita, you started the Shechita later. So then now I could Shech the Gageres also. So what's the problem? Oh, enough in the Mishnah factor. Ema, so Rava wasn't a spoil from this kasha. Ukvar shochat esaveshit miikolo. So let's look at the Mishnah. So he said, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The second bove is as follows. Posak esagargeres. Not va'achakach shochat esaveshit. Ukvar shochat esaveshit. He shechted before the veshit. And then he's posak esagargeres. He shechted before the veshit. So the mele is, so that I told you, if you started with a maisa shchita in the middle, you make a maisa, that's matre, that's a posel of shchita. He's telling him, shat, ukvar posak as a kvar shochat as a veshit. Now this teretz, he didn't like, Ravacha Bahuna didn't like at all. He says, this is a doichik adoich, but this is impossible. Omalei, shtei tshuvas bedova. Chode, the hainu kamaisa. So that's the first case. First case, shochet es aveishit, posak es agageres. Second case is, posak es agageres, ukvah shochet es aveishit. Okay, same thing. So he's repeating himself. So that's the two cases. Kashi number one. Void, hosnan, v'achikach. It says v'achikach. It says v'achikach, shochet es aveishit. It says v'achikach. You tell me you kvar shochet es aveishit. It says v'achikach. Tu meire dike kash is an rove. So what's pshat in rove? Look, the heilike teferes Yaakov, that rove wasn't nispoil from both of these kashes. But he says besides the kashes, that Rav Acha Bahune asked on Rove, he says, here's another kasha. Here's another kasha on Rove. The Mishnah says, Shochet Esaveshet uPosak Esagargeres. Then it says, Posak Esagargeres v'Shochet Esaveshet. Achka Shochet Esaveshet. So, if you're talking about the same case, whatever, Kvar, so why does he change the Seder? Shochet Esaveshet, the Posak Esagageres. Posak Esagageres, Ukvar Shochet Esaveshet. That's what he said, Pshat. I mean, if it's the same case, besides this Kasha, the Tana is repeating himself. Why was the Tana Mishana the Loshan? First he said, Shochet Esaveshet, the Posak. And he says, Posak Esageres, Vachkach, Shochet Esaveshet. Zok the Teferes Yaakov, Love held like this. Love held. The first Bava is telling us, Shochet HaSaveshet, he made a Maise Shchita on the Veshet, and he shechted Roiv of the Veshet, now he's in the midst of the Shchita, U'Posak HaSagergeres, and then it was Posak HaSagergeres, so this is, in the middle of the Shchita, he was made a Treife, that's a Psul in the Shchita, so it's an Avela. Case number two, posak es agageres v'achakach shochet es aveishet, v'achakach shochet es aveishet, which he says kvar shochet es aveishet. No, it's achakach and kvar shochet. That means like this. He started shechting the veishet. He didn't shecht roiv of the veishet. He started kvar shochet es aveishet, and then v'achakach shochet es aveishet means he was going with the shechit es aveishet. So that means this psul that if you made a maise treife be'emza ha-shchite, that it passes the shchite, I would think that's tafke if you made a real maise shchite. I started the maise shchite. I was shochet as a veishit. I shecht the drive of the veishit. Then, if I'm in the middle of the shchite, and then it was posak as gageres, that's a posel of shchita. But if it's Kvar shochet es, I mean, he started the veshet. He made a proper maishe shchit on the veshet. He started the veshet. Then later, posek es a gegeres, v'achar kach shochet, then he made roiv of the veshet. So then there'd be a svara to say, that's not called bemsa shchita. Do you saw that I said that Maise Treife passes the Shrita? If he take started the Maise Shrita, he shechted the Veshit. That's the first Bava. The second Bava is telling us, Amor the Kechidish, that a fellow he started, Kvar Shochat, not he finished it, he started the Shrita Veshit. It also passes. That's a Rovel. So it's not bad. So what did he ask him? He didn't like. It's not chilek. He started the shchita. He made a complete shchita. If you say pasuk es agargeres, that's number. So the first kasha was heinereish. He didn't like this chilek. If you made the roiv of the veishet, you made a miyut of the veishet. You started the shchita, very please. Don't you started the shchita and say in the middle of the shchita. So the first kasha was heinereish. He didn't like this chiddush. Heinekamaisa. The second kasha was, he says, let's look in the Mishnah. Shochet es haveshet uposak es hagargeres. So what does that mean? So you learned he shechted the veshet and uposak es hagargeres. So it means afterwards. Does it say afterwards? No, it's understood. Shochet es haveshet uposak es hagargeres. So I understand. It means first he shechted the veshet, then he was placing the gargeres. Why over here did it say achakach? It could have said the same thing. Posek es hagargeres, v'shochet es haveshet. Why did it say? So the v'achakach is coming to tell us that before the psikas, that before the psikas hagargeres, there was no shchita whatsoever. That's what the Va'achakach is coming to tell us. That means, why did the Tana have to add an extra word Va'achakach? If it just wants to tell us that afterwards he was going with the Shchita of the Veshet, so it could have been like the Veshet. Shochet es haveshet uposak es hagargeres. The Va'achakach is coming to tell us that the whole Shchita haveshet was after the Psikis hagargeres. So, and it's still an availer. So you're wrong. So that's the kasha that he asked, and that's how the Tveres Yaakov learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. Sheshochet es haveish, so Rava said as follows. Sheshochet es haveish, veishet l'besay posak es hagargeres. That's a psul in the shchita. But if it's posak es hagargeres, that's our Mishnah. And this posak hagargeres, kidova achagom lo domi. This is already, it's like there's a different psul, and now he's starting to shech. Da koinim shisro b'shchita nivsal. Afagav da b'chode shaiti, even though it's one after the other, that's irrelevant. If the shchita was after the treifes, that's a papra shchita, and finished. Posak es hagargeres, al ma'afilu posak b'shem shochet, korilei, Rabbi Yeshe Vav Nevela, Vahoyde Loi Rabbi Kivya. So, Rava Take, Elam Arav. So Rava was Chayza, and Rava is going to say now a new terrace. Elam Arav, Eilu Asuris Ktoni, V'yesh Mehem Neveles, V'yesh Mehem Treifes. That means, so what does Rashi say? Elo ahi de elo treifes, lav treifes davke koma, elo elo asures koma. That means, treifes does not mean, you have to wait the word that treif. Doesn't mean that necessarily there's the psul of treif. It means asures. And the that's what it means. It means it's treife, it's also, but what the iser is, some are nevele, some are treife, I mean, the Tana,
So the word treifes you have to take with a grain of salt. It means asuris. But it's a, he's not allowed after talking about things which only also are treifes. It could be it's also available. Fine. Fregt die Gemara. Oh, so you're telling me this Mishnah is speaking about the Nevelos also. Not talking about, you're right. If one simon became treif, you can't make shrit anymore because only a shrit on one simon. It means el treif is el asuris. And there's Nevelos, there's treif. Fregt die Gemara. The lechshev nami decheskiye. Oh, so if you're talking about asureis, and you're talking about nevelos and treifes, I have a few more to add to the Mishnah. The omar cheskiye aso gistere nevela. Aso gistere nevela. That if a person cut the behem in half, to learn the behem tzagufoi, it's a nevela. It's a nevela mechayim. That means that, if it's still jumping around, it's metamatum is nevela. It's a nevela. So, let's put that in also. It's asureis. Lachshiv nami de rabbi lozo, lozo de rabbi lozo, not lo, yerech, pecholo, shalo, nevela. So the morenses kiktoni nevela de metame mechayim. Aber nevela de metame mechayim lo iktoni. So Rava answered that the Tana is speaking about asuras, but he speaks about a nevela that's a nevela after it's dead. These cases of Chesky and Rabbi Lozo speaking about that it's a nevela mechaim. He's not talking about those nevelas. Yeah. Yesh mem nevelis. Let's see, let's go back to Rashi. Yesh mem nevelis. Kegoin nekuvis haveshet v'psukis hagageres v'isra mokim shchita ditu v'inach have the others have a treifes, and this is nevelis. Now, before we go further, Rashi says, which are nevelis? Psukes hagargeres and nekuves haveshet. Now, psukes hagargeres is very good. I mean, roiv of the gargeres was nifsak already, so you can't shecht it anymore. You can't shecht it, so that's something you can't shecht. Now we fell off from rovish to ktoire, you can shecht it in a different place. No. The gargeres is already, roiv of the gargeres is it's pasuk, so you can't shecht it anymore. So memela, so that's a nevela, fine, because there's only one simen left. Nekuves haveshet, like Rabbi Chonon, nekuves haveshet, why does this have to be a nevela? Nekuves haveshet is a, there's a nekiv in the veshet. Fine, there's a nekiv in the veshet. So I can shecht it, I'll shecht the veshet, I'll shecht the gageres, and it's a good shechita. What's the difference nekuvas hareya and nekuvas haveshet? There's a hole in the veshet, fine. It's a treife. But why can't I shecht it? Why is nekuvas haveshet? Why is that an avela? Why can't I make a proper ma'aseh shechit? And for Rabbi Chonon, a very interesting tarot. Rabbi Chonon says that in Emerson, the ma'aseh shechit Shritas HaSimonim is, you have to shecht the whole simon. You have to shecht the whole simon. That's called Maisa Shritas. We have a loch in the Moshe Misinai that if you shecht the roiv of the simon, it's like you shechted the whole simon. But you have to have in front of you the whole simon, and then when I shecht roiv, so it's like I shechted the whole simon. But he says, if you have a simon, that there's a nekiv in it, so I can't shecht the whole simon anymore, because there's a nekiv. So then there's no din of rubai kekulai. Rubai Kekule was only said, if you have a whole simen in front of you and you shecht roiv of that simen, he gives a dugme. He gives a dugme. If you have a kois shel kiddush and it has a revius, I only have to drink roiv revius. Roiv of kulai. Roiv of kulai. If I have a kois that has roiv of a revius, I'll drink it out to the last drop.
By Ashtias Revius, if you have a Revius in front of you, so Memela, then Rive of the Revius is like a giant out the whole Revius. If you don't have Revius in front of you, then there's no then of Rubai Kekuloi. The same thing you have, that's Menkei Betzoris, he writes, you have a minion. You have six that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, you claim the Torah, but you're not with six people. Need 10. Six of the 10 are Mechui with Kriyas HaTorah, you claim. The din of Rubai Kekula is when you have Kula, then there's a din of Rubai Kekula. Frag Rabbi Chanan. So my mail, what did he say? So by if there's a Nekuvah Saveshet, so there's a Nekiv over there. There's a Nekiv over there that some of the Chiyas came out already. There's some of the Chiyas, won't live for 12 months already, right? So Memela, so you don't have a simen to shecht. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, by Nekuvas HaGargeres, Psukas HaGargeres, the din is, if half of the Gargeres is cut, it's garnish. You cut further, and then we say Rubei Kekulei. You only have half a simen left over. So he says, the Gad of Rubei Kekulei means, that you have in front of you the complete chiyus. The chiyus is complete. And you, by shchita of the roi, you took out roi of the chiyus, so that's the din Rubei Kekulei. But the maisa shchita is to take out the chiyus. By the gargeres, if half of the chiyus is pasuk, there's nothing, you have the ganz chiyus there. That means you need a simen which has the complete chiyus, and then you take out roi of the chiyus. That's Rubei Kekulei. But if there's missing chiyus in the simen, then there's no din of Rubei Kekulei. That is, he wants to say pshat in Rashi, that Nekuvas HaVeshit is the Isra Mokim Shchita Ditu. You can't shech the simen. The Enoch, the others have a treifes. The other cases, Nele treifes, there's a hole in the Reye. That's a, they have two good simonim that I could shech. But Nekuvas HaVeshit in Psukas HaGargeres, that is the Isra doesn't have simonim. Isra Mokim Shchita Didu. The Inach, so that's a Nevela. The Lechshev Nami the Chizki, even the Amrit Nevelas, Misnu Hosam, he's talking about Nevelas also, Lechshev Nami Yach. Nevela, this Nevela Mechem Bafilim of HaChesses. Fine. Okay. So this was Rovis Teretz on the Kasha. Eile Treifes means Asuris, and Asuris is sometimes Al Sameila, sometimes Al Treife. Rab Shimon ben Lokish Omar, Kan she shochat shaloi bemokim chatach. Shochat bemokim chatach, nifsulo bishritei. Shaloi b'mokim chatach, ki dober acher gorem lo liposel domim. But as he Rashi, then we'll explain. Abshimim ben loki shom, v'loi titnu eilu asuris, v'leilu treifes, v'loi tikshi. Kam sheshoke b'mokim chatach. Mas nisen, dahoche sheshoch b'mokim chatach, b'mokim shenifsek reva gageres kvar. Period. So what did Resh Lakish say? Resh Lakish held the Shtik Torah we mentioned before that Rava says, if you shecht both simonim, afilowitz nifsak agageres, you shechted someplace else, no problem. That's good. I shechted both simonim. Achilik, if the treifes of nifsak agageres, if anikiv hareya, I shechted both simonim. Our Mishnah says that it's no good, because he didn't shecht it someplace. He shechted it. It was posak al-gergeres, and he shechted it there. Oh, That's not a good shechita. That's not a good shechita. You're shechting the simon already is nifsak over here. Right? The simon is nifsak. So that shochet has a base of the posik as a gergeres and he shechted them. So if he shechted b'mokim psik as a gergeres, that is not called a proper shechita. So he Yisod is saying the same chilek what Rava said, that the Mishnah is unavailable because he didn't make a proper shechita, and Nailu Trevis is speaking about he didn't make a proper shechita, but he has different guidelines. It doesn't matter if he started for it. The guidelines are as follows. If he shechted two simonim properly, shalei b'mokim achetach, so that's going to make a proper shechita, so there's no tumis nevela. Like this it's called. Yeah. Fragt die Gemara. ומיום הרב שמעון בן לקיש אחי, רב שמעון בן לקיש say such a terrors. Now what? That רב שמעון בן לקיש said you can make a proper shechita if so is nifsak agageres. That's what you can make. Just don't cut it over there. Cut it someplace else. Oh, my רב שמעון בן לקיש, רב שמעון בן לקיש said shochat asakonim. ואחר כך נקבע הרי יוקשירו. Amoyra dikechidish. Reish Lakish said, if a person shechted the kone, and then he didn't finish shechting yet. He shechted the kone. Ba'achar kach nikva horeya. And then there's a nekib and the rei in the lungs. So memele, so we would say that, it's a treifach, it's a treifach. Reish Lakish said, it's not a treifach. The minute he shechted the kone, the reye, the lungs are attached to the kone. The minute he shechted the kone, so the reye is like it's in a basket already. It's out of the behemoth already. This reye is the minute the kone was geshechted, the reye is not a part of the behemoth anymore. It's not a part of the behemoth anymore. So they will become nitra. Another organ will become nitra. So in the, you didn't finish the shechita, it'll become a treife. But the reye, since the reye is attached to the kone, and the kone was geshochen, so let's see the lashon mam yom Rabbi Shimon Loki shochi, om Rabbi Shimon Loki shochi, das kone vacha kach nikva reye ksheirom. Al me command the monche bedikula dami. The reye is already in a basket. It's not after you shechted the kone. So don't talk about treifas hareya. The reya is not anymore a chelik of the behemoth. Hachinami, so yes, the kasha, if it was nivsek hagargeres, so meiloiv the gargeres already is nivsek, how can you make a meisha shechita on it? How can you make a meisha shechita? It was nivsek hagargeres. I'm shechting it. It's not anymore part of the behemoth. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, v'achar kach nikva reye, ben shechitas kone l'shechitas habeishet. Alma, kiven de reye tluye bekone, v'nishchat hakone, ave kamoy shenitla kula min habehemeh, so it's like the after the kone was geshochen, so it's like the whole reye was taken away from the behemoh, v'nachas besal, it's lying in a basket. Besula mitzvah for behemoth. The behemoth won't become nitzvah because you made a hole in the reya. It's out of the behemoth already. The gabi posak lebesayich shochad. So memele that what you said posak lebesayich shochad is good. Nami kiven deruba nifsik. Or since roiv of the gageres was nifsak, the psukas hagageres perubi avolak emanchim bedikula. Veshuv ein lebehemoth zu b'shashchit ala simon echad. There only is one simon. That simon, the gageres, you can't check. There was posak hagageres. Ubeine yaitzes midene veile. So it's bitter. So this Rav Shimon ben Lakish is also not to go. Elo omar Rav Chiyah barabo omar Rav Yechnen loikash. The whole thing isn't shver. Kan koidem chazore, kan la'acha chazore. The Mishnah Beilu Treifes Rabbi Kiva said. And Rabbi Kiva held that you could be metayer a treife with a shechita of one simen. That's what Rabbi Kiva held. That was before Chazore. And our Mishnah was Chayzer. Now you're right. After our Mishnah, I wouldn't say Veilu Treifes, because it's an Avela. But Al Kaponim, that Mishnah was said before Chazore. Amar Rekashe, Kan Koidem Chazore, Kan La'acha Chazore. Mishnah Lo'izozomim Koimo. Zot Rashi. Rashi, Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah is Veilu Treifes, Rabbi Kiva Amar. Koidem Shechazobah. O Mishnah saying the Diktoni Vahoido Loi Rabbi Kiva Lacha Chazon. Now he was Chayzer. O Mishnah de Lo Treifes Acha Shenishnis Bebeis HaMidrish Medrish Loi Zozom Im Koyme Loi Shakru Atanoim. They didn't forget about this Mishnah but Loi Akru Mi Mishnoso Af Al Pi Shechoza Boi Rabbi Kiva Vechozru Vishonu Vekovu the Shidmetz Vekovu B'mishnosom ha-chazore. They put in this Mishnah the chazore. That means that Mishnah, they mangechas of Elotreifus, Elotreifus. That was Rabbi Kiva's Mishnah of Elotreifus. So the Kubas, the Psukkis HaGageres is Atreifus. They didn't want that Mishnah remained. But why is it not, it's called Laloche. So now, in our Mishnah it says, why did Rabbi Kiva? So now I know that it's not Atreifus in the Mishnah. So Trashi is like, the Mishnah in Perik Sheini Ashoichet says Rabbi Kiva holds it's an Avela. In Perik Gimel, he holds it's a Treifech. Maham Shein Lacha Chazore. Rava Bi Shezuki Demes Lezu ain't Seder the Mishnah. It is no Seder. So they learned Eilu Treifes first, and then they learned this Mishnah. They learned the third Perik before the second Perik. Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. What is pshat? Machloikis v'achakach stam, we paskin like this stam. Stam v'achakach machloikis, we don't paskin like this stam. Pshat is like this. Rabbi Chonin is mavayah this in an autumn Baba Basra, I think. The Mishnayis were written, not by Rabbeinu HaKodesh alone, but the Mishnayis were written, it was Kol Chachmei Yisrael came together, and they went through the Mishnayis, and each one said over what they knew a memory from this Tana, this Tana, and yet Kol Chachmei Yisrael there, and then, let's say, Machloikis V'achakach Stam, so when they learned the Sugya, it was a Machloikis. They learned the Sugya, it was a Machloikis. They weren't Machia, so when Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote down the Mishnah, he wrote this in this case, this one holds like this, this one holds like this. Fine. 2 months later, they're learning something else, and it also comes up negeya. Two months later, it comes up. It's negeya. The same shaila. Then in the base medrash, the yeshiva came to a conclusion. No, we have to paskin. We have to paskin. No, we have to paskin like one of the two tenets. So that Mishnah, Rabbein HaKodesh was Saisim. Rabbein HaKodesh was Saisim, that Mishnah. Right. So, but you have to know the Seder, which Perek, which Mishnah was learned first, which Mishnah was learned second. So since Rabbein HaKodesh knew, that is the only, by two Mesechtos ain't Seder the Mishnah. I don't know if they learned Baba Basra before Baba Kama. I haven't the faintest idea. There was no Seder in the Limud HaMesechtos. They could learn Baba Basra before Baba Kama. So, Mamela, if you have a machlokes in Baba Basra and a stam in Baba Kama, it's not a stam achakach machlokes. We don't know. So forget about it. You can't feel, I don't know, Klo, what it is. But but in one mesechta, since we don't have a luach, what the Seder in the yeshiva was of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. But in one mesechta, we paskin there was a Seder. In one mesechta, in order that we should know, if there was stam vachkach malchikis, malchikis vachkach stam, so memele there, they were bedayik that the Mishnah, the second Mishnah was written later. So on these things they were bedayik. But when it comes to other discourse, because it's important to know. But they learned Eilatreifus in Elul, they learned Ashechet in Tishrei, and Mele, so when they learned it in Elul, so they brought down Rabbi Kiva, and in Tishrei, they learned that Rabbi Kiva was Moide. Finished. So this that is a klal in Seder LeMishneh, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasn't Matpid. As long as you know Rabbi Kiva was Moide, and you have a problem, Eilatreifus, with this, so you'll figure it out that this was said Bikainim Chazor, this was said La'ach Chazor.